The next rule is regarding the ra sakin, or the ra which has a sukun on it, or that ra where you stop. In this case, we will look at the letter before the ra. If that letter has a fatha or a dhamma, meaning a zabar or a pesh, then that ra will be pronounced with a full mouth. And the example is anzartahum, anzartahum, and alhaakum at-takathur, thur. If the letter before the ra sakin has a kasra, it will be pronounced with an empty mouth. There are a few exceptions to this rule, but they are rare. The example of that, tunzirhum, tunzirhum. If you have noticed, this ra is being pronounced with an empty mouth because it has a kasra before it. Tunzirhum, tunzirhum. So please make a note of these rules and put them into practice in the following lessons.